Welcome to the Center Church Podcast. This is Kate, and I have Jeremy right next to me.
Hello, everyone.
So last week we talked a bit about wisdom and how often when you're presented with wisdom, it throws you off balance at first, and it takes a minute before you can readjust and find your balance. And sometimes that means rejecting what someone else has shared with you because you think it's wrong, but more often it requires humbling yourself and admitting you didn't have it right and bringing your behavior and thoughts in line with your values. The past couple weeks we've been confronted as a nation by racial injustice and oppression. These problems aren't new, but the cultural moment is such that white people and non-black people have been activated to protest and speak out. Or, as we've seen on social media, stop speaking and amplify the voices of black creators and racial reconciliation experts. Similarly, Jeremy and I believe that while we may think we know a lot about theology, we certainly don't know what it's like to be black in the United States of America. We're not going to release our own podcast this week in favor of sharing with you a couple videos. One is of a conversation with Brian Stevenson and Tim Keller, and one is a sermon by Pastor Leonce Crump. You can find links to these videos on the website and in the show notes for the podcast. We hope these two videos spark consideration and conversation, and most importantly, retrospection in your small group and in yourself in the next few weeks. This is just the beginning of a conversation on the gospel and race, the gospel and injustice, and the gospel and oppression. So please continue to Google, read, listen, and learn. Jeremy has a few thoughts for you to consider as you listen to the material we're sharing with you.
I know that our community, just knowing, knowing so many of you very well, there are many perspectives that are held in our community, some that are harmonious with one another and some that diverge. And I would imagine that many of you, as you're processing the complexities of what's been going on in the last few weeks and, much longer than that, that may catalyze some competing thoughts, even as you're trying to wade through how to be wise and grounded and insightful at this time, right? So as you listen to the content that we've curated for you, and hopefully as you bring your own content and insight to the table in our community groups, I would just encourage you to have, as Kate was saying, a posture of humility and to listen first, listen to perspectives that wherever you land in this kind of complex conversation, listen to perspectives that maybe are diverge from your own. I would encourage you to reserve judgment, and this is to say to be thoughtful, to be thorough, to be a completist as much as possible, and to explore the values and ideas that are represented so that you have meaningful insight to offer others and to orient yourself at this time. I think that as followers of Christ, the other thing I would highlight is that we should uphold a higher standard than the civil law, right? So this is to say that however you begin to orient yourself in these conversations where there are areas of tension and areas of agreement, followers of Christ are called to place a high priority on nonviolence, love of the neighbor, love of the other, and that takes a lot of different forms, but followers of Christ are called to a higher standard merely than the law of the land. And remember that the good you do almost always comes and really should come at a cost. And so as you ask yourself what actions, what steps need to be taken next, keep in mind that the good we do really should come at a cost, and that's also what it is to, part of what it is to follow Jesus.
Again, you can find these videos linked on our show notes for the podcast and on our website. Be well, everyone.